Mother!
Gina, don't touch the power strip. It's too wet back there.
She's going for the radio.
What's up?
Could you stop whatever it is you're doing? It's really irritating.
Thanks a lot. You know, a lot of people would love to be in the room to see how a Reed Sing original came together.
Do you really think it's appropriate to use her screaming as the basis of a song?
Well, not when you put it like that. I don't know. Jesus, Stacy. How you feeling?
Okay. Thanks for letting me crash here. I really didn't feel like driving all the way back to my motel after I dropped you off.
Hey, mi casa, su casa.
Your casa is certainly a lot nicer than the one I'm in.
Yeah, I don't really skimp when I go on the road. One of those perks of fame I kind of got used to. Not that there's anything wrong with where you're staying.
Please, it's a dump. I know that. Even if I could afford something better, it's the closest place to, you know, Greg and...
Sure.
Do you always travel with this much stuff?
What, this? This is just my portable kit. Gotta keep my show going. Believe it or not, yours is not the only story I'm working on.
You need all this just to do your show? Even the three guitars and the giant keyboard?
Well, yeah. Ordinarily, I bring a drum kit, too, but I packed in kind of a hurry. You hungry? Can I get you anything?
I'd kill for a cup of coffee.
Coming up. So, you really think she's screaming? I thought that was just some sound of her getting sucked back into Radioland or wherever the fuck she came from.
I don't know. I'm not so sure it worked. Last night at the bar, I could still feel her presence even after... Well, after. The room felt charged, like the air during an electrical storm, and I can't feel her at all anymore. At first, I thought it was just because of the time and distance, but I don't know. I feel like it's something more than that.
Can we talk about what happened last night? Are you feeling up to it?
Yeah, I feel fine.
You said you hadn't been able to do the voice thing since that first time with Mannion and your mom, right?
Well, it's not like I'd been trying to do it, but yeah, that's true.
Well, were you trying last night?
No, it just happened.
Just like the first time?
No, the first time was just survival. I was being pushed, so I pushed back. It came on me so gradually, I wasn't even aware of it happening. It was just instinct, you know? But last night was different. When the feeling came on me, it was instantaneous. Like somebody had thrown a switch and turned the power on.
Can you do it now?
I don't really want to.
I can appreciate that, but frankly, who gives a shit? Whatever this is, we need to know a lot more about it. Is it an ability? Is it something you can do? Or is it something that happens to you? Can you control it? What the fuck does it even do other than make you sound like a member of Kraftwerk? We kind of need to figure this shit out, Stacy.
Okay, point taken. No, I can't do it right now.
Are you trying?
Yes, I'm trying. I don't know what you expect trying to look like, but trust me, I am.
I don't know. I just thought maybe you'd go into a trance or rub your temples or something.
Okay, here, is this better? And nope, nothing.
All right. Here. There's cream and sugar and whatnot if you want it.
Thanks. Here's what I think. Whatever this is, it isn't something I can just turn on and off whenever I feel like it. When it's on, yeah, I think I can control it. That first time, I didn't really know what was happening. It was all so fast. But now I recognize it when it happens. I'm in control of it, not the other way around.
That's good. But what is it exactly?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I really don't know.
Well, what does it feel like?
The main thing is I can see more. feel more. I can see all the energy in the room and trace it all back to wherever it came from.
You mean like auras and shit?
No, don't be dumb. I'm talking about electricity and video signals and radio waves. They all became visible to me. It's hard to explain, but... Oh, have you ever had a pair of polarized sunglasses?
Yeah.
It's sort of like that, that weird feeling you get when all of a sudden you can see something that was there all along but was invisible before, only about a million times more intense. I could see waves. I could see the signals going into and coming out of every phone in the bar. I could see every bit of information traveling through the fiber optic thingy on the cable of the TV. I could see brain activity, Reed.
That's trippy. So that must be how you can tell if people are lying to you or not. You basically turned into a living lie detector.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So is that it?
Don't sound so impressed. Isn't that enough?
No, I mean, that's cool and all, but there's a lot of shit going on with you when this happens. You sound different, your eyes glow, your hair gets all poofy and sexy like there's a wind machine blowing on you.
Nothing happened to my hair.
Yeah, but doesn't it seem like it should? I mean, you know, like in the movies.
No, but... Reed.
All right, fine. So you can see radio waves and signals. Basically, it sounds like the entire electromagnetic spectrum becomes visible to you. Does that sound about right?
I don't know, I guess.
Trouble staying awake in science class when you were a kid?
I didn't really have science class, remember?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Anyway, you can see this stuff, and it seems like you kind of control it, too.
How do you figure?
Well, I'm hoping that was you last night, and it wasn't just a coincidence that all the electronics went nuts at the same time this started happening to you.
I wasn't really aware of the effect it was having on the room, but it was definitely me doing it.
Badass. That probably means you can manipulate the entire spectrum, even brainwaves. If you can see them, you can touch them, right?
Whoa. One step at a time. I can't even safely control a TV. I'm not about to start messing around with people's minds.
No, but you could. You just need practice. It's like this. First, I had to learn to play the piano. Notes, and scales, chords, all the basics until I could finally play actual music. I knew all of that before I got into the bells and whistles of what this thing could really do. You've just been handed the most complex instrument ever made. It's going to take some time before you can make music with it.
Where do we start?
Step one in the owner's manual for any electronic instrument. Plug it in and turn it on.
Unfortunately, that's easier said than done. It's not like plugging in a phone charger. The power source is tribulation itself. It somehow rewires everyone it comes into contact with. Being in contact with Xena last night triggered it.
So maybe with a longer exposure, you could store the power up like a battery.
Maybe, but I don't think we'll be seeing her again. Oh, Jesus, Reed, this is terrible.
Well, you're welcome to make your own.
No, thanks. This may have actually put me off coffee for life.
You maybe want to elaborate on what you think happened to Xena?
When she disappeared last night, she was trying to get back to wherever Elijah hides his group. I saw her break down into pure energy, and I saw her enter into the stream.
The what?
The stream, the path. All these radio waves follow a direct path from the transmitter to the receiver. I saw her enter the path, and if she had ended up anywhere, I would have seen it too. She didn't.
So she's still out there?
No. That's too much concentrated energy to hold together indefinitely. The group wasn't where it was supposed to be, so she broke apart.
You think she knew that was going to happen?
I think she knew she was taking a risk. She seemed pretty desperate.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Maybe that's where that whole 75-day interval thing fits in.
What do you mean?
Okay, a radio broadcasts at a specific frequency, but also from a specific space. If you set your radio at 98.6 or whatever and start driving, you're not going to get that same station forever. Eventually, it'll disappear and be replaced by something else.
Sure.
So, what if tribulation isn't just hiding at a certain frequency? What if they can also somehow move through space and 75 days is how long it takes them to make a complete cycle? That explains how you could hear them here, and I heard them in Nebraska.
That's possible.
And if that's true, Then, if you could lock onto their signal, you could pretty much follow them anywhere.
Sure, assuming you could keep up with them. Electromagnetic signals travel a lot faster than we can.
Well, if Son of a Preacher Man figured this shit out, then we can too. And I think we've got a couple of options. First off, let's assume Xena just blew herself to Kingdom Come because the group wasn't where she was hoping they were going to be. Not yet, anyway. She still had about 10 days of interval left, which means that in 10 days, that radio station where Greg disappeared is going to go live again, and we need to be there.
I haven't picked up any signals since then, but it's worth a shot, I guess. What's our other option?
Well, I hate to mention it, but have you heard from Mannion lately? She's the one who jump-started your superpowers in the first place?
Ugh, can we not call them superpowers?
Well, call it whatever you want, but the fact is, you're a teen sidekick away from starring in a reboot of Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
What does that even mean? Never mind, I don't want to know. Anyway, no, Mannion's been staying away from me since last time.
Maybe we ought to give her a call.
Are you serious? I don't want anything to do with that bitch.
Hear me out. We know she's wrapped up with Tribulation somehow, right? And for whatever reason, she's not up in Cloud Cuckoo Land with the rest of them. She's stuck here with the rest of us meatbags. Now, why is that?
I've been thinking about that. For somebody who only exists electronically, it seems like there are some pretty serious limitations on what Elijah can and can't do. He can't just zap whoever he wants whenever he wants, and he can't just take control of any electronic signal he wants. You have to let him in first.
Like a vampire?
I was thinking more like a computer virus, but sure, like a vampire. Anyway, I think maybe Mannion is here to act as kind of an advance guard, keep watch and open the door for him when he needs it.
She's Renfield. See? It is more like a vampire. I told you.
Okay, fine, whatever. My point is that if Mannion is Elijah's eyes and ears, aren't we better off staying off her radar completely? I want to find him on my own terms, not his.
Yeah, but it's not like you're defenseless. You've got the voice. If she can turn it on and you can control it, you've got a good chance of getting some real answers. She seemed just as surprised by it as you last time.
She did, and I think that's a big reason she hasn't tried to find me again. She's scared of it.
That's great. Let's use that.
I don't know, Reed. That's a lot of ifs. I don't know if I can control it. And if she's scared of it, why would she willingly meet up with me again?
Because scared or not, she still has a job to do. She won't want to disappoint her Makis.
So, what's your plan? Have her meet me for coffee somewhere, then start drilling her for information as soon as I feel the voice kick in?
I never said I had a plan.
At least you're honest.
Like you said, there's a whole lot of ifs in this scenario. We could be completely wrong about all this shit, Stacy. It's not like there's a fucking Wikipedia page on creepy electronic voices we can check out. But Mannion is a lead. The only solid one we've got at the moment. So I think she's worth following up on.
Well, Reed, that actually made sense. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, this is important. I don't want to fuck it up.
You're not going to fuck it up, Reed. I think we can both agree that things have gotten pretty well fucked up on their own. Let's see what happens.
Okay, cool. I feel like we should call her on the landline. Cell phones would probably have a greater risk of interference.
I agree. I have her card here.
Cool.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
You first.
Do you want me to call and set up a meeting, or do you want to talk to her, or how do you want to work this exactly?
Let's put her on speakerphone, but let me do the talking. I want her to feel safe.
Sure. You should be all like, Doc, you gotta help me. I don't know what's happening to me. Oh my God. You know, make her feel like she's in control here. Then, when we meet her and she powers you up, bam. We hit her with electro voice.
Okay, well, let's just see what she says. Oh, wait, what happens if the voice comes out while we're on the phone?
That'd be awesome. That's what we want, right? It'd save us some time.
Sure, but if it looks like even for a second I'm not in complete control of it, I want you to do whatever it takes to snap me out of it. Promise you'll do that.
Well, I don't know how to do that. I mean, I'll try, but
you'll figure something out. Seriously, Reed. Whatever it takes.
But I don't want to hurt you.
If you have to, just don't think. Just do it.
All right. I'll figure something out. You'll be fine. Probably nothing's gonna happen anyway, and if it does, just remember, you're in control.
Okay. Let's do it.
Hello, Stacy.
How did you know it was me?
We've been expecting your call. Is Mr. Singer there with you?
No. Abort.
I can hear you, Mr. Singer.
I know that.
You've had a busy 24 hours. It's a shame about Xena. I hope that wasn't too upsetting for you.
You know about that too, huh?
Of course we do, Mr. Singer. Who do you think gave her to you? I trust you enjoyed yourself.
What?
Truth be told, she was never a strong candidate for Millennium. But we needed a sacrifice in order to gauge how far your ability had progressed. We've been worried about you.
Cut the crap. Who's we?
We're all here, Stacy.
Mom?
Oh, fuck.
Mom, what are you doing there?
The same as before, Stacy Ann. We've come to take you home.
Hey, lady, if you're gonna start on that it's all in your head shit again, you're a little late.
Yes, Mr. Singer. We're aware of that.
Well, who the fuck are you now?
Daddy?
What the shit? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Stacy, I'm truly sorry for all this. You're not ready. You weren't meant to be ready for another 7 years.
Daddy, I don't understand any of this. What is going on?
Yeah, I think we'd all like to hear the answer to that one, Daddy. Stacy, do you feel anything?
No, nothing.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Just try to relax, Stacy. We'll see you soon.
What?
What the fuck is that noise?
Reed?
Stacy, I can't hear!
Reed, look at me!
Jesus, make it stop! I can't see!
Fuck, Reed! Reed, my eyes are bleeding! Stay with me!
Stacy! Stacy!
Reed!
Stacy!
Oh, I'm dying! Oh. I'm dying.
Thanks for listening to Tribulation from Zero Mile Media. We're excited to announce that you can now listen to Tribulation on Spotify. Check us out there, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, and anywhere podcasts are found. Or go to thishollowearth.com for more about the cult of Tribulation. And please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. It's an easy way to spread the love. Tribulation is brought to you by Listen Up Audiobooks, your independent audiobook store. Listen Up makes it incredibly easy to browse and buy audiobooks in no time. No complicated signups or subscriptions to mess with. It's just like walking into a bookstore on your phone. They carry a wide selection of best-selling titles in all genres, including thrillers. Check out Killer Instinct, a Charlie Fox novel by Zoe Sharp, edited by Angel Masters. Charlotte Fox was no good at being the nice girl her parents wanted, so she joined Her Majesty's military and acquired a new set of skills. Now she teaches self-defense to battered women in a refuge and works security at the local club. And then someone gets murdered. Go to listenupaudiobooks.com and use the code GREG at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. That's listenupaudiobooks.com, code GREG. Tribulation was written by Adam Janke and directed by David Markowitz and Greg Cooler. Recording, sound design, and mastering by Cooper Skinner. Produced by Greg Cooler and David Markowitz. Chris Fogg, executive producer. Starring Lauren Goines, Eric Goines, Trevor Goebel, Kate Kovac, Tom Clark, Janet Metzger, Brian Troxell, Stephanie Willis, Janine Fleming, Ryan Jones, and Fleet Cooper as Magus. Tribulation is a Zero Mile Media production made in Atlanta. Thanks for listening. We hope you're enjoying the show so far. There are only 4 more episodes left, so it makes me sad to say we're going to take some time off next week. But we'll be back until we reach the thrilling conclusion. Stay tuned.